Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Grain commodity prices on Tuesday were down a bit, especially after the WASDE report came out. I spoke with Kevin Seitzer of AgriVisor to get his take on the latest WASDE report.
What was your initial reaction when that popped out at least 11 o'clock our time? I'm not sure, what is it, 10 o'clock your time? Because you're like an hour ahead of us, but what were your thoughts?
Noon.
Okay, what were your thoughts?
You know, at first blush, I looked at the numbers, and it's like they're coming out in my split screen. A lot of times I can watch the futures, and it'll tell me what the report said. And today, we started out with a little bit of negativity, and then the bottom just fell out. You know, we came out this corn supply. Everything today incorporated them June 30th stocks and acreage numbers. So when we look at them, you know, corn came out 177 bushel per acre yield, not too surprising. We didn't see a change there. Production, 14.5 billion bushels. That's down 610 million bushels from last year. But the USDA, you know, left all of our demand basically on new crop unchanged. We didn't see any changes to our demand at all. And there's some thoughts that, you know, maybe we're going to wait and see that in August. Our corn exports have been backing off a little bit, but our ethanol has been pretty strong. You look at the old crop numbers, and this is, you know, we saw a 25 million bushel reduction to feed and residual on corn. So all in all, it was really on the corn side of this fine-tuning. The bottom line at the end of the day, Eric, it left us with a 1.47 billion bushel carryout. That is a 10.1% stocks to use. And I'll tell you, when everybody's sorting the data out in these reports, Eric, that is immediately where my attention goes. Okay. The rest of the numbers are just kind of background noise. They're white noise. You look at the stocks to use, we were 10.2% on old crop. We're currently at 10.1% on new crop. That is just above where we would need significant price rationing in the market. That is why we saw corn back off today. Nothing changed, nothing overly bullish. And I'm going to flip over to soybeans quick here, Eric. We'll look at them. Running through the old crop, we saw crush reduced 10 million bushels. I understand. I believe that. New crop, though, we saw this production cut 135 million bushels. You know, that's coming from the 2.6 million acres that were lost in that June revisions. And we go through, though, and now here's where it gets a little interesting. The USDA cut our exports 65 million bushels and took crush down 10 million bushels. If you take that down, it appears to me that the USDA is starting their game a little bit of we're going to have low carryout because our new crop carryout, 230 million bushels, we're going to start adjusting the demand side because they feel we'll start to see rationing. That tells me that the USDA is not ready to print a new crop carryout less than 230 million bushels. And again, a stocks-to-use ratio 5%, actually up a little bit from what we had last month, bumped that up a little bit. That told me that, you know, soybeans, we didn't get a bullish surprise there. And wheat, pretty much the same. Our stocks-to-use on old crop ended the year at 34.3%, new crop 33.4%. That's not enough to entice fresh buying in this marketplace today, Eric. And that was what really got the market slipping to the downside. And then we threw in some moderating weather forecasts, and it just snowballed.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.